I own an automotive shop in here in Texas. I had a car tested with the emissions before I tried it, and I was, you know, was putting out like over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Mr. Paul Williams, and he's written two excellent books that we carry. One is Osama's Revenge, the other is the Al-Qaeda connection, Al-Qaeda connection, and I understand he's just finished a new book. But, Paul, what's the title of the new book?
The Dunces of Doomsday.
Well, you would, we talked off the air about something very interesting. Of course, everybody knows our government is at war with terrorism. We're doing everything we can to stop international terrorism, and that's why we've got to have the Patriot Act, so we can spy on all American citizens, because we've got to defeat terrorism. But if we're really involved in a war on terrorism, why was the Bush administration so intent upon turning over control of our ports to a government, to a company owned by the government of Dubai, which hates Israel and certainly wants to see Israel destroyed? I mean, why haven't we closed our southern border? And of course, the most interesting story was one about somebody living down in Bakersfield. Would you like to mention that?
Oh, well, sure, Dr. Stan. I received a letter on February the 9th from a couple who live in Bakersfield. And the letter was sent to my publisher. It was dated December the 9th, 2005. So it took 2 months before it arrived at my house. But the couple say that they spotted several suspects who looked like Adnan El-Shukr Juma and a host of other people mentioned in Ebola be on the lookout by the FBI. They went to their local law enforcement after spotting these people on several occasions in the Lake Isabella area outside of Bakersfield. They went to Kern County Sheriff Mac Wimbish. They reported the sighting. This is in October 2005. They handed him the information personally. He received it, and nothing happened. Neither Sheriff Wimbish nor his anti-terrorism unit acted on it at all. The couple continued to see these operatives in the Lake Isabella area. Once again, one looking like Adnan El-Shukr Juma, who, according to the FBI, is the next Mohammed Atta. He's the most wanted man in the Western Hemisphere. There's a $5 million bounty on his head. FBI Director Mueller and Ashcroft held a, Attorney General Ashcroft held a press conference in March of 2004, a joint news just dealing with Adnan El-Shukr Juma, that anybody that spots him or has any information has to call this hotline number. But in any case, they kept seeing him, and they didn't know what to do. So one of the witnesses wrote to my publisher because she realized that I had written extensively about Adnan El-Shukr Juma. The letter once again arrived at my house on February the 9th. I got in contact with the couple, asked them a host of questions, and I became convinced that they were on the level. What I did was the first thing I did was I called my state senator, who was U.S. senator, who is Arlen Specter. I conveyed the seriousness of this matter. Specter's office never got back to me. I began contacting other people, including people from the FBI, about the sighting. One agent told me that this is a matter of utmost national security. I was to stay by my phone and not move. Don't move, he said, because this is the most important matter facing us. This was on February the 21st. I've yet to receive a call from these guys.
Did you stay by your phone like you were told?
I'm still here, Dr. Stan. That's why I could talk to you.
Well, you know, I think that our listeners have to understand that most of what's going on today is smoke and mirrors, rhetoric over reality. If you have not yet seen the video of Jihad in America, We had the hardest time getting it so we could make it available to you. But there is footage there shot in 1988 and 1989 of a man named Abdullah Zam, who was the leader of Al-Qaeda before bin Laden took it over, talking about the coming jihad in America and blood running in the streets and cutting off hands and feet at a lecture given in Oklahoma City. And here is this video footage, presumably shot by the FBI. They're taking films. They knew all about this. They were tracking this. And they have films of the Muslims, or many of them, and some of them were even involved in the first bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993. And these were footage shot in 1991. Of them at the target range, planning their war, their jihad in America. The FBI knew all about this, and when the film was finally released in 1994, it was only allowed to be shown one time. Somebody put pressure on all of the television networks never to show that film until after 9/11. Why? We know that the FBI, according to the presidential daily briefing of August 6th, and if you haven't seen it, we'll be glad to make a copy available to any of our listeners, the one that said, bin Laden determined to attack America. This was August 6, 2001, 2 months before just a little over five weeks before the 9/11 attack. And they said they were monitoring something like 70 or 72 Osama bin Laden related to groups or organizations here in America. And yet, we were told after the attack, oh, shucks, we just couldn't do anything about it because we couldn't get anybody into any of these organizations. And if anybody believes that, they've got to be incredibly naive. I think that we're monitoring all of these things, don't you?
Yeah, and it boggles my imagination and my intelligence. Because to this date, after the couple contacted me, I not only contacted the government officials and a host of government officials, not only contacted the FBI, I went down to the FBI in Philadelphia and reported it. The person in charge of the investigation asked me how to spell Shukr Zuma. After that, I wrote a piece for WorldNet Daily that appeared throughout the country. After that, I wrote another piece for WorldNet Daily. WorldNet Daily conducted an investigation. I related to America's Most Wanted. They went out there. Fred Peabody, the producer from America's Most Wanted, went out and verified the story. After all this, I have yet to hear from them, and the couple has yet to hear from the FBI or any law enforcement agency. So, once again, what's going on makes absolutely no sense to me at all.
Well, of course, we know that there were Muslim people, or at least Arab people, who were involved with the Oklahoma City bombing, mm-hmm. and to this date, why the FBI refuses to release the videotapes that were taken that day, April 19th, 1995, when the Oklahoma City building, the Murrah building, went down. And when they've been taken to court, they say, oh, well, we have a continued investigation. We can't let anybody see who was with Timothy McVeigh. We can't let the people see.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us as we celebrate Messiah Yeshua in Passover 2006. He brought us out to bring us in. The date is April the 12th, 6 p.m., the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th in Denver. Seating is limited, so you need to call now for reservations. Reservations deadline April the 3rd. Call 303-654-9924. That's 303-654-9924. He brought us out to bring us in.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Paul Walters. And so much of what's going on today doesn't make any sense unless there is another factor there the average individual doesn't know. Could it be that we are monitoring all these terror cells in America, that we've thoroughly infiltrated this Islamic movement? But, of course, on the other hand, what happens if it gets out of hand? And certainly, Paul's second book, The Al-Qaeda Connection, which we think is very important, has a great deal of information about the Islamic peoples and Osama bin Laden's effort to get nuclear material. And he's documented this very effectively. And even more than that, their plan to strike 7 American cities to create chaos here in America. Would you like to get a little bit into that and your thoughts about their efforts to get nuclear material and whether or not they've actually accomplished that?
There's so many different ways to approach this. Let me approach it one way. And it's a way that most Americans aren't aware of. In 1995, Osama bin Laden traveled to South America at the behest of Hezbollah. There was an alliance established between Hezbollah and Al-Qaeda in Sudan going back to 1995.
Now, of course, I think for our listeners, Hezbollah would be coming out of Iran, financed by Iran, which is Shia. Of course, bin Laden is a Sunni. We're told they can't work together, they hate one another, but apparently they did form an alliance and have been working together since then.
Oh, in 1990, there was a terrorist summit held in Tehran that Osama bin Laden attended, and another Sunni terrorist. And they formed the Committee of Three at that time. And after that terrorist summit, bin Laden, once again, at the behest of Hezbollah, traveled to South America to a tri-county area of Paraguay, Argentina, and Brazil. A city called Foz do Iguazu, by Ciudad del Este. This is not too far from the Iguazu Falls. In that area, the area, by the way, that city is almost predominantly Islamic. He planted several cells of Al-Qaeda. This is going back in 1995. These cells metastasized so that radical Islam spread throughout South America rapidly. So that some countries like Suriname right now, people keep thinking this is South America is predominantly Catholic and Latino. A country like Suriname now is predominantly Muslim. I mean, it's almost mind-boggling. Many, many cities throughout South America now are predominantly Muslim. And I mean, we're talking about radical Islam.
And I think that's what's so important. I mean, everything the American government is doing is to drive people into radical Islam. I mean, Egypt would be a radical Islamic country if they had free and open elections. And
sure.
Even with the Muslim Brotherhood outlawed, they got 30% of the votes.
Exactly. So, we see that. We see that with Hamas. We see that with democratic elections everywhere. Radical Islam will come to the forefront.
But it wasn't there until we began pushing this whole thing. The CIA was handing out Korans, all during the Afghan war, during the 1980s. And buying textbooks, pushing this radical form of Islam. Why would you do something that stupid unintentionally unless you wanted to inflame the whole Muslim world.
It's an incredible situation, Dr. Stan, as you know more than anyone. But just getting to South America, once again, you had the cell of Al-Qaeda, of radical Islam, metastasizing and spreading throughout South America, spreading throughout Central America, Honduras, Panama, going up into Mexico, so that with all this pressure coming to the American border, so that finally, right after 9/11, from 2001 till now, we have this flood of special interest aliens pouring over the borders. People from that don't speak Spanish, people who are not Mexicans, people who are not Latinos, people who come from terror-related Middle Eastern countries, people who are either speak Farsi or Arabic, and they are pouring over at an unprecedented rate.
As you point out in your book, when they're picked up, and only a small fraction are picked up by our Border Patrol, but when they are picked up, why? We don't deport them. We don't incarcerate them. We tell them, you know, will you come back in a month or two for your deportation hearing? And what happens to all these potential terrorists?
None of them show up at their hearings.
Yeah, why?
Exactly. Not only that, Dr. Stan, but while they wait for their hearings, we put them up in the local hotels.
Sure.
So, but getting back to about the atomic weapons. An Al-Qaeda operative by the name of Al-Masri was captured in Pakistan. This is in May of 2004. This was reported in Time Magazine, Newsweek, The Nation. He spoke about tactical nuclear weapons that have been forward deployed to Mexico for transport over the border. And that testimony has been corroborated by other people who attended the Waziristan terrorist summit in 2004. So do I believe that the tactical nuclear weapons are on American soil? Definitely. That's why George Bush can say that the number one threat facing the American people is nuclear terrorism. And that's why Dick Cheney on the campaign trail said that a nuclear attack from Al-Qaeda is imminent.
And I think that the American people are living in a fool's paradise. What were the seven cities? Do you recall all?
Sure,
that?
I do. Sure. Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., Miami, Houston, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Chicago.
And Valdez, Alaska, too.
That was meant that, Dr. Stan, that there are a lot of other cities that are mentioned because there are at least seven. There could be as many as 10, according to Sheikh Mohammed, there could be as many as 12. We know that at least seven of these are set for tactical nukes. There are many other cities that have been mentioned for radiological attacks. So, yeah, and it's all going to occur on the same day at exactly the same time.
And, of course, if you're reading the papers out there, you'll see the response from the Iranians to our threat of a preemptive attack on them saying, you know, we will, you know, you may be able to hurt us, but you will also suffer. And people here in America say, oh, that's just bravado. There's nothing to worry about. Iran is doing everything they can to provoke attack, and our leaders are doing everything they can to provoke an attack. And they absolutely refuse to try to close our borders. Doesn't make sense unless there's another agenda. Well, certainly you've been studying this for a good period of time. And for our listeners, Mr. Williams does lecture to intelligence agencies. He's known as an expert in his field throughout the world. And why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about your background? Because you've actually taught at the university level, haven't you?
Oh, sure. I studied under Will Herberg, who was a great political scientist at Drew University, where I received my PhD in 1976, taught at the University of Scranton, taught at Wilkes University. I edited and published the largest weekly newspaper here in Pennsylvania, an award-winning newspaper called the Metro. Let me see, Dr. Stan. Well, worked as an FBI consultant for many years. It ended up, as a matter of fact, providing grand jury testimony for the FBI that landed a lot of mafiosos in the slammer. My work with the FBI wasn't just behind a desk. One time, while ferreting out some nefarious characters here in northeastern PA regarding the garbage industry, I was taken into a warehouse, and my head was smashed on the concrete floor like a melon. I lost most of my hearing at that time. So yeah, that's really. I've written numerous books, as you mentioned, and that's really. I'm a Christian. why did I forget to mention that?
Well, certainly we've had some wonderful conversations about the spiritual implications of what's going on, because for our listeners out there, you can't understand anything going on unless you understand there are spiritual forces, both for good and for evil, working behind everything that is going on. And right now I fear, and I know that Mr. Williams has expressed his concern, that we are headed towards a cataclysmic war in the Middle East. And it's not a matter of if, but when that's going to come about. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, totally. And the American people might feel secure right now that the situation in Iran is now before the Security Council at the UN. Let me tell you, at that Security Council, there are five countries that they comprise that Security Council: the U.S., Russia, China, France, and Britain. Russia and China are going to vote against any sanction against Iran. They're already providing Iran with very sophisticated weaponry, and as a matter of fact, in the last month, they concluded a $1 billion deal to sell Iran S-300 anti-missile systems, which are considered the best in the world. So Russia is arming Iran up to the teeth, has even volunteered to assist with their centrifuge technology. China, the same story. They're not going to vote for economic or any type of sanctions against Iran. Iran's going to continue to develop its nuclear weapons. Israel can't sit by and allow that to happen. So bango, we are going to have a new chapter in World War III.
And of course, the thing that seems so incredible, I mean, why would Iran, be doing what they're doing? Why would the president, Ahmadinejad, president of Iran, be talking about wiping Israel off the face of the earth? Holocaust didn't take place. Moving Israel, the state of Israel, to Europe, refusing to negotiate, doing everything they can to inflame the United States to justify the coming conflict. It doesn't make sense unless there are other forces behind it. I'm sure Russia and China would love to fight to the last American soldier in the Middle East, because they're not going to be involved in this war, at least for the time being. Although when wars get started, you never know what's going to happen. This is the thing that worries me. We have so many Americans here who think we can just have a little war in Iraq or a little war in Iran, but this isn't going to bother us here or our comfort zone.
Dr. Stan, this is a lot different than 1981 with the situation in Iraq. When Iraq started to develop its nuclear weapons, there was all at one site. In Iran, the nuclear technology is spread out over 200 sites. That means that when the bombing begins, we're going to be taking out most of Iran. And what kind of reaction do you think that's going to produce throughout the Islamic world?
That is my fear. What is it going to do to Pakistan? What were the implications as far as, if we went to war with Iran, what would happen in Pakistan to the general population there? I mean, would they side with us? Or would side with the radical Islamists and overthrow the American puppet who controls the nuclear weapons in Pakistan?
Musharraf, your listeners today should take heed of what happened when George Bush visited Pakistan last week. He had the way that his plane had to land, the incredible security. But they should take a look at what was happening in the streets. The hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Pakistanis who were out in the streets screaming death to the U.S., down with Musharraf. That occurred throughout the entire country. Musharraf is a dead man walking, as you and I both know. And when he goes, the mullahs will take over, and they will have the strategic nuclear weapons they've already developed aimed at the U.S.
And this really is my fear, that at that point, why the radical Islamists will have access not only to the nuclear weapons, but to intermediate and long-range missiles. Of course, Iran is getting long-range missiles, too, aren't they? Haven't they got some of those from North Korea and elsewhere, missiles that can hit Europe?
Absolutely, and a lot of the apps, the Nodong missiles, all that technology, you know, it came originally thanks to Dr. A.Q. Khan, who provided both North Korea and Iran with nuclear technology.
But of course, the technology for the missiles, we can thank. That's great technology. It was manufactured right here in America.
Exactly.
Turned over to the Chinese communists, who gave it to the North Koreans, and now they've given it to the Iranians. What's wrong with this picture? We'll be right back here in just a minute. And if you really believe that Bill Clinton gave that technology to the Chinese communists for a $100,000 campaign contribution, you've got to be incredibly naive. We'll be right back with Mr. Williams.
Involved in your children's interests, goals, and activities. You can help them deal with life sensibly, not chemically with drugs. This message is from Viney Trucking Incorporated in Fort Collins, Colorado. Local haulers of asphalt, sand, loam, and more. Dependable service and reasonable rates. Call for estimates at 970-493-1403. That's 970-493-1403. Viney Trucking Incorporated in Fort Collins, wishing everyone a safe and healthy spring season.
I just started my own business and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Hi, this is Mike McNulty. When was the last time you had a great Chinese food dining experience? Well, I can guarantee you, you will have one if you go to the Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant at 3623 23rd Avenue in Evans. That's the Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant, owned by Mr. Jeff Ho, a very gracious host, the Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Paul Williams, his book that we carry, Al-Qaeda Connection, really goes into the fact that the radical Islamists led by Osama bin Laden have been working for a long time to get tactical nuclear weapons. Now, you can get very, very small tactical nuclear weapons, can't you? Small enough to actually carry across the border, our open border, which the president refuses to close?
There are many types of small tactical nuclear weapons. The Navy SEALs, for instance, have weapons called Davy Crockett's that can fit in a backpack. They weigh about 60 pounds. So to answer your question, oh yeah, I mean you could pack one into a suitcase, you could pack one into a small crate, you could mold one into an artillery shell that can be fired from a 155 millimeter recoilless rifle. Yeah, that they're nuclear mines, they're nuclear small, like I said, portable nuclear suitcase bombs. There are nuclear shells, so it's very easy to transport these things over the border.
And of course, still there could be a devastating effect from them. There might be not the effect of a Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but if in a densely populated area. That'd certainly create chaos, wouldn't it?
Well, Dr. Stan, you're going to be surprised. Some of these small tactical nuclear weapons can be boosted with tritium and beryllium so that a very small tactical nuclear weapon can have the explosive yield of the bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. If one went off, for instance, in Manhattan, as we're speaking right now, more than likely would have a yield of at least 10 kiloton, which means it would wipe out almost all the city. All of the city, and kill millions of people.
And the average American says this couldn't happen here, and yet I would ask you, if you are a Christian, why couldn't it happen here? I mean, God, down through history, God has brought his judgment on nations that have turned against him. And after seeing the Oscars this last year, is there any question in anybody's mind that we're doing everything we can to antagonize God? And you can't take God out of the equation any more than you can take Lucifer and his minions, who I think are working within the Iranian government today to provoke this war. You can't take them out of the equation either. And for those of you who don't understand why Iran is doing what they're doing, you have to understand the background of the Muslim faith and its occult origin. So you want to talk a little bit about the spiritual aspect of what's going on? Because, of course, coming from a Christian point of view, you have the advantage over most of the other people who write on this. They really can't put this into its spiritual and biblical perspective.
Well, not only that, but, most people who are who write for the media, and I've worked with them all of my life, like to retain what they call this perspective of objectivity, which means that you have to look at Islam as like being a force that is neither good nor bad. Just look at it scientifically. Well, you really can't do that. From the get-go, Islam has been a malevolent force. If anybody that reads the Quran, I mean, just read any of the surahs, and, I can quote many of them. Like, one surah says, "Oh, ye who believe, fight the unbelievers who gird about, and let them find firmness in you, and know that Allah is with you and all who fear you." And another one says, "When you meet unbelievers, strike off their hands and bend them low, hold them captives." And then another one says, "Make the unbelievers and the hypocrites submit before you." Submit is, of course, the word for Islam. "And deal rigorously with them. Hell shall be their home and evil their fate." So Muhammad was not only a prophet, he was a warrior. He killed people. And anybody who spoke ill of him, he commissioned assassins to go out and kill them. This guy he married, his favorite wife was 7 years old. He waited until he was nine to deflower. I mean, he was a pedophile. There's nothing about that religion that you can read that's salubrious or salific or good. Right after he died, Islam, of course, spread throughout Asia Minor, spread throughout North Africa, spread throughout Spain, up through the Pyrenees. They were driven back by Charles Martel. At the Battle of Tours, they were driven back, and then they came back at the West again in the form of the Crusades. They were driven back again, and the Crusades continued and continued and continued until the 17th century, when John Zabriskie, the great Polish king, drove the Muslim hordes back at the gates of Vienna. But this has been going on for centuries and centuries and centuries. These people are warriors. They believe that if they die for the sake of the jihad, they go to the highest heaven. It's been a bloodthirsty religion from the beginning, and it remains so today.
And, of course, as we move towards the clash of civilizations that Samuel Huntington wrote about, and, of course, those of you who don't know, Professor Huntington is a professor of history at Harvard University, but he wrote a book, half a dozen years ago or more, maybe it was, I think, the mid-1990s, about the collapse of civilization, and warned us against going in and trying to change their society and change their religion, and we're doing everything he warned against, saying that this would create cataclysmic changes. So why are we doing everything illogical to try to force them into our form of government and bring them our culture and, of course, bring them our depravity? And they look at American television and they say that's depraved. And any Christian looks at American television and say that's depraved. I mean, that is certainly an affront to the God we worship, or the God, at least, who at one time was the guiding force behind this country.
You know, Osama bin Laden wrote a letter to America that the newspapers didn't carry. He wrote it in 2004.
Oh, this is bin Laden?
Yeah, Osama bin Laden. And I'm telling you, when you read that letter about how depraved the American people are, and what we have allowed to happen in this country, that we're just sitting back, even when like the most sordid acts are taking place in the White House. When you're aware of that, you cannot read his letter without shaking your head and agreeing with him. Now, that's a scary thing. When he says that we are the most depraved country in the history of the world, and you have to say, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's kind of a scary situation. But you do. Any listener, all you need to do to realize how depraved America is watch something like HBO for 24 hours. I mean, then you would realize that, look at anything that's going to happen to us, and it is going to happen to us, we deserve tenfold.
Well, you know, most of the hotels you go into, they will have pornography. You can get your pornography on the screen. At one time, going to a hotel and pushing the wrong button. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, and it took me, you know, a minute or two before I could actually turn off the channel, before I realized it. And to this very day, those images are burned into my subconscious, and this is the sort of thing that is being pushed on America today. I mean, it's been said that 30-40% of our ministers have an addiction to pornography, and of course this has broken up so many marriages. But where is the outcry? One time we could control this locally, but of course we're not allowed to do that now. We're not allowed to do anything locally. Everything has to come out of the dictatorial Washington, D.C. Listen to this program right now. We'll be right back.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Linda.
And I'm Jesse. We're the owners of BillOfRightsPress.com.
When you're looking for books or media that the government wishes would just go away,
go to BillOfRightsPress.com.
Controversial? You bet. Secure? Most definitely.
Yeah, but how about privacy?
Hey, I shred all our customers' info 30 days after their order is shipped.
If we don't have it, they can't get it.
Now that's total privacy.
You can call in your order at 970-391-2364.
Mail your order directly to us.
Or buy online at BillOfRightsPress.com.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Paul Williams, and we're talking about his book, The Al-Qaeda Connection, which is available to Radio Liberty, that goes into the background of so much of what we're talking about, and how the Islamic terrorists are coming across the border on a regular basis from Mexico. And although we have to take away the freedom of the American people to protect us from Islamic terrorism, the president refuses to close the border. And the question is why? I mean, India can build a wall between India and Bangladesh 2,500 miles long. I mean, the Romans could build a wall across England, before the birth of Christ, to protect the southern part of England that Rome controlled from the northern part and the hordes there. The Chinese were able to build a great wall in a couple of years, but all shucks, George Bush, well, we can't do something like that. Well, we got to spend all the money to rebuild New Orleans. Well, that's not his job. His job is to protect America. That's the job of the people, in Louisiana to rebuild New Orleans. And maybe we ought to think about quit fighting for freedom overseas and try to maintain our freedom here in America by protecting our borders. And Paul, when you tell people these stories, especially the story, for instance, of the terrorists in Bakersfield, the government won't do anything about, what's their response? Do they really believe that this could really be going on in America?
Well, I know that this program is going out to many, many people in Colorado. And Anano Shukrajama was spotted at a Denny's right outside of Denver, Colorado. The manager, his name was Mr. Mack, reported the incident to the FBI. He called up and they said, an agent will get right back with you. 5 hours later, an agent called. Of course, Shukrajama was long gone by then. And to this date, nobody has gone out there to even interview the witnesses, let alone take fingerprints from the utensils that were used by Shukrajama and the other ops who were there at that Denny's. That occurred right there for where your listeners are, so this is not a situation that's unique. Now, regarding what you're talking about, the wall, President Eisenhower had a better solution to that. He installed some machine gun turrets at the border, and he instituted something called Operation Wetback. You want to stop them from coming over, there's a very easy way to do it. Of course, we have to have the stomach, to do that, and unfortunately, we don't.
And, of course, when you talk about that, they say, oh, that's just like the Berlin Wall. I mean, you don't want a wall. Well, the wall was to keep people in, not to keep them out. So, and so they'll confuse you with all of these sophisticated types of arguments. I mean, the one thing, if we're really at war with terrorism, we should be guarding our border. We're not. We're letting them come in, put them up in nice hotels till they take off and move across our country to form Islamic terrorist cells. One of the most interesting things is apparently they put out $1 million contract on the cartoonist who drew the cartoons that were, created all the consternation in Europe and in the Muslim countries. I mean, they still put out contracts, on people who offend the image of the Prophet. And, of course, we know that Salman Rushdie is still living in hiding, and yet nobody's ever suggested that the people who put out contracts on other people should be brought before the bar of justice. When the mafia does it, we put them in jail. When, of course, the Islamic clerics do it, why, that's perfectly all right. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, everything's a matter with that picture, including the Saudi cleric who issued a fatwa in 2004 saying that Islam has the duty to kill 10 million Americans. 10 million. This is the leading Islamic cleric in Saudi Arabia. I mean, what has have you heard much coverage about him? No.
And of course, basically, didn't Osama bin Laden get permission from some of the clerics? It was all right to use nuclear weapons against America.
That was the same fatwa. Yes, exactly. And that was issued on behalf of the Wahhabist of Saudi Arabia.
And, so, of course, and we protect the Wahhabist regime, the Saudi regime. In fact, they censored both the first and the second 911 reports, investigations, to take out any reference to the Saudis' involvement in that. Doesn't make sense unless there's another agenda.
The FBI agent who was sent to Saudi Arabia after 9-1-1, the Bush administration didn't want to offend the Saudis, so they sent a Muslim. The first thing he did was he shredded all the documentation regarding 9-11. He was taken, he was summoned back, and at the conclusion of his hearing, after shredding all these important documents, all the interviews, everything else, he wasn't reprimanded. He was given a raise.
Well, anybody has just to read the president's second inaugural address, where he talks about what builds character, why the message of Sinai, the Sermon on the Mount, and the Koran. And he's talking to the American people and telling us how great the Koran is. I mean, what sort of madness is this? And where is the outcry from the Christian leaders of this country when our president equates the Koran with the Old and the New Testament?
Dr. Stan, once again, it's beyond the beyond. But there is a solution to all this. And that's, there is something that the listeners can do. And that's a good thing. I mean, it's not too late.
What can they do? Because we're out of time.
What they can do is go to their legislators. If any of them are globalist, they're speaking about an international economy, an international court of law, promoting the UN. Get them out of office.
Amen.
Secure our borders and have only elect people who are concerned not with a global economy, but with the United States of America.
Amen to that. And understand this is a spiritual battle being played on a political battlefield. Thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure.
My pleasure, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program. Now, I do want to mention we carry Paul Williams' excellent book, The Al-Qaeda Connection. And we are also making, once again, the offer we made the first time yesterday, and that is we will provide you one case of my books, Brotherhood of Darkness. There is no better tool you have to explain to people what's really going on than my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get a book with a case of 64 books right now. And we're only offering, 40 cases right now for $129.95. And you pay the shipping. We'll be back in just a minute to wrap up this morning's program.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Network. Before we went to the break, I was mentioning we're making a special offer. We're going to have to reprint Brotherhood of Darkness, and there's no better tool you have to explain to people about the satanic nature of what we're up against. There really are people who worship Lucifer. We quote from their publications, give you the page where you can actually get the Secret Doctrine or the Lost Keys of Freemasonry or Albert Pike's book, Morals and Dogma, and find out Lucifer is the god they worship. Well, when you understand that, then everything begins to fit into place, especially for the fact that they're luring us into ever more war in the Middle East. Not only the Iranian leaders, but our own leaders intend to take us into a catastrophic war that will lead to chaos and destruction of this nation. And out of the chaos will come the New World Order, the New World Religion. Brotherhood of Darkness, I believe it's, well, not because I wrote it, but it's got a lot of great information in it. It's a good book. It's got a great index, which is a key, because I even take that index and will refer to it often, and you'll get the books for a little over $2 each. You'll get 64 books for $149.95, and here you can sell them. You can sell them for $12.95 each. Why, you can give them away. You can lend them. Here's something that you can do in the time we have to begin to get people to understand what we're really up against. So if you'd like to get a case of the books, and as I say, we just started making the offer yesterday, and we've already sold a significant number of them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and order a case with 64 Brotherhood of Darkness in it. An excellent means of reaching other people and changing their lives and hopefully, of course, bringing many of them to know our Lord. So here is the offer we're making. If you'd like to get that, like to get Paul Williams' book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you'd like to see a dramatic presentation of what's going on, let me recommend David Pinto and Chris, David Bay and Chris Pinto's excellent new DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and I play a small part in that, but it goes into the fact that there really are secret societies, not just Masonry, but Rosicrucians and many other secret societies. You'll see the Rosicrucian Temple in San Jose, close to where I live. You will actually go to the Philosophical Research Society in Southern California, where Manly P. Hall held out and where he gave us 8,000 lectures. Really praising this whole satanic movement. You'll be fascinated listening to the world expert on Francis Bacon, who is the architect of everything going on today. Despite the fact he died in 1626, his agents came to America and put on the back of the dollar bill the emblem you see on the left, the pyramid, capped by the triangle that contains the eye of Lucifer. And when you look at the back of the dollar bill and you see the inscription at the top, "In God We Trust," what God are they talking about? The whole back of the dollar bill is occult emblems. They put their emblems in plain sight. They hide them in plain sight, and we don't see them. So if you'd like to get any of the items we've talked about, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. We have a great new interview, a great new talk. It's called World Revolution. It contains my interview with Ambassador Smith, who will tell you how we brought communism to Cuba, knowing full well that Fidel Castro was a communist. This is a billionaire I interviewed in 1980. World Revolution. So much else. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Pray for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection. Until we're together again, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas